Hey everybody, I'm Patrick Villegas.
I'm Abraham Gutierrez.
I'm Erica.
Welcome back to Things We Talk About.
Where we talk about the things that we talk about. And her bomb. Bones on silence.
Bob's a man.
And a... In a
Bob.
Bob.
Ridiculous.
Bob ran. And Bob and Bam Bam Bolan. What?
I didn't say anything.
Oh. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
That's me murdering you.
Oh, ow. Ooh, no, not the skizzers. Ow.
I murdered quick. They call me the scissor.
Yep. The scissorer strikes again.
Just scissor everyone. Fuck, that's bad.
So, yeah, today's gonna be a fun one, guys.
Is it?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a kidney stone.
Oh yeah, Patrick has a kidney stone.
And I am in excruciating
kidney
pain.
Stone.
It hurts very
But it
badly.
Wasn't a kidney stone.
Yeah, I went to the doctors and they're like, nope, you're fine. Fuck off, guy. And I was like, oh, but I'm like throwing up and passing out. Like, this is real bad. And they were like, nope, you're fine.
You're a liar.
Yeah.
You're not in pain.
You get out of here right now.
How dare you throw up in our little thingy?
Yeah. And I was like, I'm sorry, madam.
Let me give you a shot for that.
Mm-hmm. And then they call me in the morning and they're like, oh, hey, so we had someone check the CT scan. And turns out you're not a liar. You do have a kidney stone and we're sorry.
And your kidneys look like raisins now.
Oh, why do my kidneys look like raisins?
I don't know because I'm adding to the story.
Oh, yes. And then they were like, hey, raisin kidney. And I was like, oh, that's hurtful.
Yeah. Patrick, raisin kidney, Vegas.
Yep.
But for all you know, they're supposed to look like raisins.
It's true.
No, they're not.
You don't know.
They look like kidney beans.
Have you seen one?
Yes, I have.
In person?
Yes, I have.
I feel like you're lying.
I'm not lying. I went to nursing school. So? Boom! In your face. And
ooh.
I saw lots of
I
body parts.
I went to nursing school and I didn't see a kidney.
No,
I've
you
been to a nursing
didn't.
School.
You've been to a nursing home.
I've been to a nursing home as well.
I saw a nurse once. I never saw a kidney.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, you know,
I've seen plenty of nurses.
I have seen plenty of nurses. Oh, my God.
When I was in the hospital, you were trying to hit on my nurse.
Not trying to. I was hitting on all of your nurses. Oh, man.
Wah, wah, wee, wah.
Oh, remember that one that was going to New York or whatever?
Oh,
yeah.
The one that came in. She was from New York.
Oh, she was. That's right.
New York. She wasn't going to. Yeah, she had just started there or something.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Mm-hmm.
She had long hair.
Yep.
She's tall.
Mm-hmm.
She had a name?
I don't know. Can't recall.
Nurse lady?
Yeah, nurse lady.
I remember her. All right. So, do you guys know?
No.
The Muffin Man? The Muffin Man.
No, not the Muffin Man. Close, but no.
The Bagel Senor.
Do you guys know what Munchausen syndrome by proxy is?
Ah,
yes.
I do. Oh, go, Abram.
Okay, what is it?
It's Zooey Deschanel's band in Yes Man. I'm not lying.
Okay. Next, Patrick.
It's when I don't know if it's specifically a mother or a parent, but when a parent uses their kid and like fakes an illness through them, right?
Yeah. So it's a mental illness where a caregiver makes up or causes an illness or injury to a person under their care.
More or less.
It can be a child, an elderly person, or a disabled person.
Mm-hmm. It could be Bob and or Anne.
Yes. And they do that in order to feel needed.
Mm-hmm.
So a person with this illness can also make their victim undergo painful or risky tests and operations in order to get the sympathy and special attention that is given to people who are truly sick. Got it? So that's what that is. This would actually be the case in the story of Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
Oh.
Have you guys
heard
of her?
Gypsy Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Gypsy. That's what Brad Pitt was in that movie.
Yep.
She sells caravans. Caravans and roses.
So, Dee Dee Blanchard was 24 years
Desmond
old.
Desmond Delacruz.
No, yep. It's Diamond Dallas.
It's
Diamond
Dallas. D. Like D E E. D E E. She was 24 years old when she became pregnant with her first and only child.
Oh.
A daughter she named Gypsy Rose. Shortly after, actually shortly before Gypsy was born.
Before and after.
Both, yeah.
Before she was born, July of 1991, Dee Dee and Gypsy's father, Rod, had separated. He was 17 years old.
That's a porn star name. Rod, yep.
He was 17 years old and realized he got married for the wrong reasons.
17?
Yes, 17.
Oh, shit, yeah.
When Gypsy was born, Dee Dee took her to live with her family, and Rod was involved in Gypsy's life for the first few years.
Okay.
So according to him, when Gypsy was just 3 months old, Dee Dee was convinced Gypsy suffered from sleep apnea and began taking her to the hospital.
Oh, wow.
After many nights in the hospital and many tests that were done to the infant, there were no signs of the condition. However, oh, Dee Dee was convinced that Gypsy had an unspecified chromosomal.
She has an unspecified Chromecast. I had one of those.
Disorder that brought along a lot of other health issues.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where it all started.
I thought it all started with the sleep apnea thing.
Well, yeah, but this was like when Gypsy was 3 months old. So that's like when everything's right. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So when Gypsy was about 8 years old, she suffered a minor accident when riding on a motorcycle with her
at
grandfather.
At 3 months old?
8 years old, I said.
Still, 8 years old?
Yes.
Out there eight. All,
bwah. Well, you know, it's like,
yeah,
you know?
Short arms, can't reach those brakes.
Yeah.
But
oh,
she
that's
was,
what it was.
She
had an
accident. She went on with her grandfather.
Mm.
So he probably like had her like in the front. He was like, oh, I'm gonna take for a ride.
Oh, yeah, he was riding, bitch, and they're all just fucking down the highway. Wow. Get your motor running.
La, 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 highway. Yeah.
Just got out of preschool.
And whatever. Right? That's how it goes? No? Okay. So she had a small abrasion on her knee, which Dee Dee stated it was a visible sign of an underlying injury and that it would need several surgeries to treat.
Oh, fucking scraped knee?
God. A scrape on her knee.
Oh, my Jesus, yep. Man.
From then on, Gypsy, who was already using a walker, was confined to a wheelchair.
She was using a walker on the motorcycle?
Well, before.
Oh, my God. That's why she couldn't hit the brakes. The walker was in the way.
The reason she was using a walker was because Dee Dee had made Gypsy and others believe she suffered from leukemia and muscular dystrophy.
Oh, shit. Dude, this kid's a sick kid, man. She's got everything under the book.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
She's got it all. Yeah. Okay, so which one's leukemia?
That is a form of cancer, I believe.
Yeah, I think it's a blood cancer, right?
Yeah, it's like your leukocytes. Yeah, it's like a cancer.
Mm, nursing school, eh?
It's like your leukocytes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a while ago.
Wow. You remember,
but trust
you remember
me,
Lucas,
I know.
The chile? You had too much of that. That's why. You're sick now. You're sick from it.
So, due to all the medication that Gypsy was on, her teeth started rotting out.
Don't they need to test you to give you medication? Or were they just taking the mom's word for it?
They were taking the mom's word for it.
You look to the side. I feel like you're not sure.
What year is this?
She was 8 years old. She was born in 91.
91, 99.
Oh, wow. So this is recent.
99. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was like, you know, early 1900s where it's like, what's that? Morphine? Here you go.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, yeah. As soon as she said she was born 91, I was like, oh, God. Mono's older than she is.
Shit.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't put that into perspective, but yeah, damn.
Yeah. So remember, she's the one that made everybody believe that Gypsy suffered from all this stuff.
And the doctors included.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you trick doctors that the kid is sick?
Dude's bumping talk radio on his bike, and he's not listening to a podcast. No. What a dick.
So, due to all the medications that Gypsy was on, her teeth started rotting out and had to be pulled.
Blech.
She also went through multiple surgeries and procedures that included putting a feeding tube in place, having her salivary glands removed, and having eye surgery.
Salivary glands removed?
How can you get those removed?
Well, because she... Well, you can get them removed, but they got them removed.
Thank you for that explanation.
Well, I don't... You want me to go through how to get them removed? I'm not a freaking surgeon.
Nursing school, you said?
And yeah, nursing. Oh, nursing. I'm not a surgeon. Jeez. There's a difference.
You never nursed anyone's mouth?
I never nursed anyone's salivary glands out of their body.
Well, call yourself a
nurse.
I don't
know.
Nurse.
I heard you did.
Yeah.
No, just saying. No, no.
So, like, someone else has got to wet her food for her and shit?
She's like, no, somebody else takes it, puts it in their mouth, ooh, holds it in there for a bit.
Baby bird her all the time.
Or just blend her food.
No.
No?
Mm-mm. I wouldn't
she can't. You can't blend a sandwich and then it be like moist enough
Well, she
to
had a
eat?
Feeding tube in.
Oh,
so you stick
sandwich
a sandwich in there?
Oh, my God.
Like with the juicers, you have that little thing that pushes it in. Just
Yup.
I want to feed somebody like that. Yeah. Lay down. Tube needs to be straight up.
Yeah, but it has to be a Subway sub.
Yeah.
So that way, you know, you can go in. It fits.
That'll take forever.
She can only eat long food. With a spaghetti noodle at a time.
So not only did Dee Dee convince people about the illnesses I just mentioned, mm-hmm. but she also claimed that Gypsy suffered from seizures, asthma, hearing, and visual impairments.
Oh, my God. So this kid is extremely sick.
Quote, unquote.
Yeah, extremely. Like,
but she's not under the supervision of doctors constantly. She's just at home where her mom keeps saying.
Dee Dee went to nursing school, so she's got it under
that
control.
That makes
right?
sense now.
Yeah. So, in order to keep up with this terrible ruse, Dee Dee would shave Gypsy's head and tell her to keep quiet when going to the doctors.
Oh, shit. So, like, Dee Dee isn't just, like, convinced of this. Like, it's not a mental illness on her part. She's actively doing this. Like, she's playing a part. Like,
yeah, she knows that none of this is...
Okay, I thought she was, you know, messed up somehow and... Yeah.
She's messed up to the point where she's making all this up.
Well, yeah. Well, obviously. Yeah.
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 And she thinks it's okay.
Damn.
So Dee Dee appeared to be charming, a devoted mother, so people believed her. Yet the truth was that Gypsy could walk, didn't need a feeding tube, and did not have cancer. The only real ailment that Gypsy had was a lazy eye and poor vision, in which she had to wear thick glasses to correct it, and eye surgery to attempt to strengthen her eye muscles.
Damn.
Dee Dee would also demand Gypsy's medical records and would jump from doctor to doctor to avoid suspicion.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's how she...
Yeah. So, because she's got the records, so she can kind of manipulate them however she wants. And
so,
it's like,
then as soon as a doctor's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm going to need to see this, she's like, okay, next doctor.
Yeah, can I see
We're done
your
with
child?
This one.
And then she's like, okay, I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
Yep.
Trust me, I do have a kid, and she's very sick. Let's see her. Sorry, we ran out of time. I gotta go.
She's too sick to be seen.
Yeah.
You're a doctor. You should know that.
Yeah. It's okay. I'll go to the house. No, she's not there either.
And
just
expose her
surgery.
To your diseases? Give me the surgery, and I'll pass it along.
Just give me the referral.
Yeah.
That's all.
Show me how to do it.
So Gypsy.
Well, first you pick up the scissors.
She also did not go to school and was homeschooled by Dee Dee.
Oh, this poor kid.
When Gypsy was 10 years old, Dee Dee made her believe she was only 8 years old.
Oh, shit.
So when family would question Dee Dee about Gypsy's health, she would move away and avoid confrontations.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Damn, she's going through a lot to fucking keep this going.
Yeah. She managed to learn how to read on her own through Harry Potter books.
This is Dee Dee.
No.
Gypsy.
Oh.
Yeah, Gypsy.
This whole time, Dee Dee didn't know how to read.
That's why. It would have been funnier if you guys had gone with me on that. But all right.
She's like, it says right here that she has cancer. Ma'am, that's a newspaper.
That's a menu.
That's do a you know drawing? Where you are, ma'am?
That's his pot roast.
A drawing of a dog?
No. Huh. Cancer.
Is that what that is?
She's Wingardium Leviosa. And she storms out.
So after Hurricane Katrina's...
The Cantina Band.
That's where I want to go to the Cantina.
Mm-hmm.
After Hurricane Katrina's devastation in August of 2005. What?
Sorry.
It's just, I was thinking about what you said, and I just imagined a whole bunch of angry ladies. It's Hurricane Katrina.
Cunt.
Yeah.
That's the new Karen. Mm-hmm. Katrina.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah. So it flooded their apartment, and Dee Dee said Gypsy's medical records and birth certificate were among the possessions that were destroyed.
Oh, shit.
So after they lived in a shelter in Covington, Louisiana, that was set up for individuals with special needs, eventually they moved to Missouri and rented an apartment in Aurora.
Borealis.
Mm-hmm. Yep, in the Aurora Borealis. Years later... Habitat for Humanity built the Blanchards, that's their last name, a small home Blanchards. With a wheelchair ramp.
So they're robot.
And a hot tub.
That's why Gypsy has wheels now.
So yeah, Habitat for Humanity built them a house.
Okay.
Nice.
Wow.
Extreme Home Makeover Edition.
Yeah, right? Exactly. And did they have a bus? Move that bus!
Probably.
Stop calling her a bus! Her name is Gypsy!
The story of a single mother with a severely disabled daughter forced to flee Katrina's devastation received considerable local media attention and would bring the community together to help Dee Dee and Gypsy.
I'm glad to say she got none of my money.
Everyone's like, I don't believe in Katrina.
Nope. Katrina never happened.
Katrina. The outpouring support would often lead to free trips to Disneyland. Free flights.
Maybe I've seen her there.
Maybe.
But did they...
I'm pretty sure they went to Disney World.
Well, you just said Disneyland, though.
Yeah, you said
Disneyland. World.
Nope. It's not a thing.
Yeah.
Free flights to see specialists out of state.
Like, near Disneyland?
Yeah.
Oh, so there you go. They may have been at Disneyland.
Stays at the Ronald McDonald houses during medical appointments.
Oh, shit.
And through Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Make-A-Wish?
Yeah.
Just and one really big wish.
Yeah, that's it.
She got free Miranda Lambert concert tickets and backstage passes.
Question number one.
Mm. Who's Miranda Lambert?
I don't know. She's a singer or something.
Okay. I was like, man, for that to be your wish, you know this person that no one's ever heard of? I want tickets to her show.
I think like back then she was like the Ariana Grande or something.
Okay.
I don't think so because I've never heard of her.
Ariana Grande? She looks
I've heard of Adam Lambert.
Adam Lambert.
Yeah. Not Miranda?
Mm-hmm. Miranda.
Not Miranda.
Lambert.
Oh, neither. I don't know.
Sorry, Miranda.
Miranda Cosgrove. That's a person, right?
Yes, that is actually a person.
Okay. Like a real person or a character person?
I don't know. One or the other.
Yeah.
So many people who met Gypsy were charmed by her. Her 5 foot height, toothless mouth, large glasses, and high and childlike voice.
That's the picture of charm right there.
The perception.
Giant glasses and no teeth. Oh, what a sweet child.
You're fucked.
Are you 5 or 500? How old are you? I can't tell.
Oh my god. It reinforced the perception that she had all the problems Dee Dee claimed she had.
Okay.
She often wore colorful wigs and hats to cover her baldness and was obsessed with princesses.
Oh wow.
So it's sad. There's nothing wrong with this girl.
Except she has a lazy eye.
Okay.
There is plenty wrong with this girl. I'm kidding.
These are the worst.
Kinda.
She has no teeth either.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That. Yeah.
So she whistles every time she goes, I can't whistle.
Go, you talk, I'll do it.
Oh, excuse me. Whoa, that's a
excuse me.
Excuse me.
She sounded like this.
Well, you know what? She would have a lot of holes because she's missing a lot of teeth, so you're probably right.
Yeah, I told
she's
you.
She's missing all of her teeth.
Whistles going off
she
everywhere.
She should have replaced them with the harmonica.
She's looking.
So she laughs. It's like.
Yeah. Oh, ooh, she replaced them with
bad
bagpipes?
Harmonica.
Take that harmonica out of those bagpipes.
No.
Mm-hmm.
It's in my head, but I can't do it.
Okay. A for effort. You know?
So, on top of all of the things that they were giving them, Rod, Gypsy's dad, would actually send money monthly.
Ah, dramatic pause. Yeah. Monthly.
Monthly.
Ooh, monthly.
Hourly.
Child support payments of $1,200 and gifts for Gypsy.
Oh, shit.
Did he know she was fine?
Did he know she didn't have any teeth?
So during all of this, she would like
was never around.
Yeah, because Dee Dee would kind of just like
fuck
know,
off, Rod.
Yeah, pretty much.
She convinced him the way she convinced the doctors.
Yeah, and because
stay away from his own daughter.
Yeah, yeah, and because they had separated before Gypsy was born, and she went to go live with her family. He was like, you know, far away. Would only talk to her on the phone. So he would speak with her occasionally on the phone and would later state that during one of the calls he made to Gypsy on her 18th birthday.
Real 18th or now her 20th?
Oh, her 18th birthday. Dee Dee told him not to mention her real age because Gypsy still believed she was 14 years old.
What the fuck?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So she's lost another 2 years.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah. Exactly.
Damn, she's got that Benjamin Button disease.
But as Gypsy got older, her own suspicions of her mother grew, and she began to rebel.
You're not my mother at all.
Gypsy liked going to sci-fi conventions, and in 2011...
Oh, so she, like, does things.
Yeah, well, she was at Disneyland.
Well, okay, yeah, but that's Disney. You know what I mean? Like, outside of, oh, poor baby stuff. Like, she has a life, right? Like, she was on a motorcycle at 8, so I mean, she's like clearly doing things.
Well, I don't think that was her choice though. At 8,
they made her go on the motorcycle.
They made her.
Oh. Okay. I don't know how you make someone drive a motorcycle, but all right.
That's 8 year old.
You're saying you had complete control of your whole life
at
8
years old.
Yes.
You're like, I'm going to go to work.
Fucking liar.
And you just got your little briefcase.
Working in mines.
And you put your little suit on.
I bet
to
you.
To go to the mines.
That.
You didn't know any better.
At
you were 8.
Yeah.
At the age of 8, you were probably in your backyard
inside
throwing rocks or something.
Silly putty.
Yeah. I know. At 8, me and Kiki were probably kicking each other. Because that's what we did.
From the ages of 8 to 18, that's what you did.
Till now.
Yeah, I don't know. I probably was just reading Goosebumps, and that's it.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because somebody made you.
In the mines. On the way to the mine. That's what I mean.
He's on the subway or on the bus.
Yeah.
So she liked going to sci-fi conventions, and in 2011, at the age of 19, she met a man at a convention and ran away with him.
Ooh la la.
You mean wheeled away.
Wheeled
with
away.
Him.
Rolled away.
Rolled away. Mm-hmm. Dee Dee found her a couple of hours later and convinced the man that she was a minor and would report him to the police. HIPAA policy. If he continued to pursue Gypsy.
Sorry, sir. I read the terms and conditions. This is against policy. I'm like, ah, damn, you got me.
This made Gypsy rebel even more.
Oh, well, yeah. She's like, well, never mind. I'm like,
what?
No, this is a poor kid. I was going to, I'm not going to do that.
She grew to hate her mother. During the late hours of the night, she would often go online and chat with others.
Oh.
Sometime in 2012, she met Nicholas Godejean.
Wow, 2012. This is more recent than I imagined.
Yeah.
Yeah,
all right. So she met Nick Godejean in a Christian singles chat room.
En Corazon.
That's his last name. Godejean. Godejean.
I'm Nick. Now go to John.
Goes in you, goes in me, goes in all of us. She met him in a singles chat room and began a relationship with him.
Okay.
In 2014, they met in...
Did he say ASL?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You guys remember that?
Yeah.
Age, sex, location.
My God, you bunch of perverts if you remember that.
Ask Sally Llama. That was her username, Sally Llama.
Yeah. So... In 2014, they met in person for the first time during an outing with her mother.
Damn, that's a long time.
Where they planned to bump into
into each other.
Where they planned to bump into each other at the movies.
Oh, like literally bump into each other and be like, oh, this is one of those meet cute stories. And oh, whoopsie.
Yeah. So where she, like, I think it was like.
Who brings a banana peel to the movies? Sitcom.
So when they would like bump into each other, then she would like introduce him to Didi. But Nick also suffered from mental illnesses.
Oh.
He was autistic and had identity disorder. And Didi found him to be creepy.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
What's identity disorder?
Like the born identity. Couldn't remember who he was.
I wanna say it's like a personality disorder. Like, yeah, they have multiple personalities.
Yeah, I figured that. Pretty much the same word.
Yeah, they have multiple personalities.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it?
I don't got it, but I'm just saying okay.
We're just going to assume it's multiple personality disorder.
Split. He's split.
I assume if it was multiple personality disorder, you would have said multiple personality disorder, though.
But he was diagnosed with identity disorder.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm assuming it's like multiple personality disorder.
Okay.
Or he's like William Shakespeare. Maybe he had identity disorder because he was asking to be or not to be.
That is the question. So Didi found him to be creepy. During the movie, Gypsy excused herself to go to the bathroom where she met Nicholas. And they had sex for the first time in the bathroom.
Oh my God. I was going to say she banged his brains out and yeah, I was right. Yeah. Holy crap.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, good for him.
Good for both of them.
Good for all of them.
Yeah.
The two continued their internet relationship despite Gypsy also finding him creepy. Nothing like the man she met online.
Mm-hmm.
They would often video chat and would play out BDSM fantasies.
Oh, wow. Backdoor Samantha moles.
Yep. You know, as you're telling it, I'm remembering, oh yeah, I saw that show. That's why I'm like imagining all this stuff right before you say it. I'm like, oh, she probably did this because I saw the whole, wait, was it a movie, a show, whatever it was?
The series?
Yeah, that thing then.
What series? What are you talking about?
The one on Netflix.
It was on Netflix. It was on Hulu.
Hulu, Netflix, whatever. It's the same thing. Yeah.
I think.
Oh, and it's about this or what?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, it's about this.
Okay. Yeah.
What's her name? Something King. That's her
Sally
name.
Sally Llama.
Sally Llama.
Joey.
Joey King. She played her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know who that is. But okay.
That's, I don't know what else she was.
I don't know either. She's been in other stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
She plays the daughter of some people.
Ah, yes. Now I know.
That's so weird. The movies I've seen her, she plays the mother of people.
She has a wide range. Very wide.
Yeah. So
sometimes she's the dad.
After an argument with Didi during the night, she went on to tell Nick the truth about her mother's actions and the abuse she had received for many years.
Oh, wow.
So she had trusted him enough to come clean.
Even though she keeps telling. Oh, no. That was Didi that kept telling the dad. Shh, hush up.
Mm-hmm.
Hush up.
You hush up now.
Yeah.
No, you don't. You go on.
On June 13th, 2015, Nicholas had returned to Gypsy's hometown, where he checked it into a motel room and waited for Gypsy to text him when Didi had gone to sleep. That night, Gypsy let him into the house, gave him gloves, duct tape, and a knife.
Oh.
Gypsy went to hide in the bathroom with her hands over her ears, while Nicholas repeatedly stabbed Didi until she was dead.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I thought it was time for sexy time, but it's not. It's murder time.
Murder time. Mm-hmm. In an interview, Gypsy stated, I heard her scream once, and there was more screaming, but not like the kind in a horror film, just like a startled scream. And she asked, who was it that was in the bedroom? And she called out my name about 3 or 4 times. And at that point, I wanted to go help her so bad, but I was so afraid to get up. It's like my body wouldn't move. Then everything just went quiet.
Wow.
She also claimed that she did not believe Nick would carry out the murder. Both Gypsy and Nick claimed to have had sex in their room right after the murder.
Wow. So it was sexy time.
It was sexy time. Wow. And also murder time.
And murder time.
They fled back to Nicholas's motel room where they planned their next move. Dee Dee's body was discovered the night of June 14th after family called authorities due to a pair of disturbing Facebook posts on Dee Dee's page that stated, "That bitch is dead. Slash that fat pig and raped her sweet innocent daughter. Whoa. Her scream was so fucking loud. LOL."
On Dee Dee's Facebook?
Yep.
Damn.
It was later confirmed in an interview that Gypsy urged Nick to post those updates to make sure Dee Dee's body was found because, quote unquote, "I couldn't stand the thought of her just there because what happens if it would have taken months to find her? So I wanted her found so she could have a proper burial."
I mean, that's dumb.
Yeah, because you can just call anonymously and say, "Hey, welfare, check that place."
No.
Or, I mean, if you're like gonna pretend like you care now, you shouldn't have really murdered her, you know? You could have just been like, "Hey, bitch, I'm out." That's it.
Well, she wouldn't let her.
Well, I mean, she's a grown woman who is clearly not actually sick, so you just walk out the door.
She knows her weakness, abuse. Though, that lazy eye. As soon as she stands up for herself, she smacks the glasses off her.
Oh, no, they got me.
My weakness.
These are fucked up. They both took a bus to Wisconsin.
Starve.
So they both took a bus to Wisconsin, where Nick was from, and mailed the murder weapon to his house because they didn't want to be caught with it.
Or you destroy it.
Yeah, why keep it?
Jeez.
But they put it in an envelope and they mailed it to his house.
In an envelope?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Oh my god, why can't I spell police? I put policy again.
Could I interest you in the murder policy?
Initially.
No, thank you. Manslaughter for me.
Initially, police thought that Gypsy had been kidnapped, but after their investigation led them to the truth, they obtained a search warrant of Nick's home, and they were both extradited back to Missouri, charged with murder, and held on a $1 million bond.
Wow. So they didn't even, like, they stopped at the motel to plan. It wasn't the plan. It's like, "Hey, let's go to your place."
Yeah.
Like, there's not even an actual plan here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I think he called his mom from there and was like, "Hey, I'm going to take my girlfriend over if it's okay." Mm-hmm. Her mom's okay with it or whatever. And she was like, "Yeah, bring her over."
Wow.
Yeah.
Also, there's a knife coming in the mail, so be careful.
So,
dude, this is horrible. Like, everything about this is bad. And it's horrible that Dee Dee did that to this girl, but this is a horrible murder plot. That's what's bothering me the most.
Yeah. Friends were relieved that Gypsy was alive, but that good news was foreshadowed by the news that Gypsy had never been sick. And Dee Dee had engineered the years-long ruse, mm-hmm, that had fooled their entire community.
Wow.
Gypsy pled guilty to murdering Dee Dee and was sentenced to 10 years in prison for second-degree murder.
Wow. She didn't murder her.
But she planned it.
Yeah, but that's...
She helped, though.
I wouldn't plead guilty to murder, for sure.
Well, they also have their phones. And remember that night, she was texting him.
Yeah, but still, that doesn't mean... Like, you didn't pull the trigger. You plotted for murder. That's a different crime, isn't it? It's conspiracy to commit.
I'm pretty sure they gave her second-degree murder.
Yeah.
Second.
Still, it's not. It's conspiracy to commit, isn't it? I'm pretty sure... Like, that means she had a hand in it, second degree.
I feel like conspiracy to commit is if you did plan it out, but you weren't there. She was there.
Or if someone wasn't actually murdered. That's true, because, like, when people hire hitmen, and then they're like, "Haha, I'm a cop." And they're like, "Ah, you got me, copper." That's conspiracy to commit.
What year did all this happen?
Yeah, and she gave him the gloves. She gave him the knife. She opened the door. She let him in.
2012. Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right, I guess.
Yeah. Nick was found guilty of first-degree murder after a 4-day trial, during which Gypsy testified that the plan to kill Dee Dee originated from her.
Why are you just picking up things from my table to punctuate your sentences?
I don't know, because I have to. Okay. Leave me alone. Mm-hmm.
He pled guilty to, or he was convicted of first-degree murder after a 4-day trial.
Yes. And Gypsy testified that the plan to kill Dee Dee originated with her and spoke about the master and slave role that she and Nick assumed their relationship with. And she also testified that Nick said he wanted to rape Dee Dee on the night of the murder.
Ooh.
And that she had offered herself to him instead.
Wow.
And Nick was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole for first-degree murder and a concurrent 25-year sentence on the charge of armed criminal action.
I kind of feel like that's a bum deal. Not that I agree with the murder or whatever, but like, well, fucking lock them both up then.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit.
Mm-hmm. But remember, he's also mentally ill.
No, I get the that, you know, he's likely to do it again. Mm-hmm. You know, like, he's easily manipulated, of course. And just doing it, just taking somebody's life. Yeah, lock him up, throw away the key, death mm-hmm. sentence, whatever you believe, sure. But both of them then, not...
I think, yeah, both of them.
Not just the dude.
She put that in his head.
Yeah. Well, so. I mean, I get it. I get wanting to fucking murder Dee Dee, though. You know, like, that's horrible what she did. But you easily could just walk out the door. You know, you didn't have to do what you did.
Well, in interviews, Gypsy said that she never fought back because her mother would physically abuse her and not feed her. And that in public, she would hold her hand or place her hand on her shoulder and would squeeze it really hard if Gypsy said anything that made it seem like she wasn't sick or mentally challenged. Mm. She also stated that Dee Dee would put numbing cream on her gums to make sure that Gypsy would drool and appear more challenged.
Oh, shit.
No.
Wow. Like, yeah. I say, that's horrible. But in actuality, you got your dude. You could just be, I mean, if you're that, like, weak and if you're being physically dominated like that, get your dude to be like, hey, roll up and fucking whisk me away to Wisconsin or wherever. You know, like,
yeah.
You don't, like I say, you don't have
to. That's years and years of mental abuse, physical abuse.
Yeah, I don't think it's that easy to just get up and go.
Well,
yeah.
But it's that easy to just be like, I'm going to kill this chick?
I feel like, I don't know. That would, like, be maybe like the last, like,
because the
like
whole,
you feel like you have nothing else.
I get it.
Like, no other way out but to kill her. Like, she tried to run away once before, mm-hmm. and her mom found her. And she, you know, told the dude that she was underage, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So she tried to escape.
Or, like, call a cop. You know, and be like, hey, but this is the situation. Like,
what?
That's going on.
The mom trick doctors, what makes you think?
She could just stand up. Like, be like, yeah, I can do these things.
And the mom would be like,
it's a miracle.
It's a miracle. She's mentally challenged. Yeah. She has no teeth. She's drooling. Look at her. She doesn't know.
Dummy. She can't do anything.
And then she
I don't
would
see it that way. But okay. I guess I'm wrong, but.
I mean, I don't know. Like, it's hard. I mean, it's hard to put myself in her shoes.
You're just about murder, though. Like, that's not your last resort. That's your first option right out the door. Murder.
Just get fucking over with it. Fucking deal get with over the problem.
With it. Yeah, get over with
just
it.
Just get over with it. Deal with the problem right there and then. Murder is the only solution.
Yep.
Just kidding. But yeah, that's my story. It's short.
Wow, that's crazy. So, okay, she was given 10 years. So that means she's still in and she'll be out in a couple of years.
I think actually she might be out. She, what's the thing called when you're, it's a good behavior and you're released earlier or whatever?
Probation. Released on good behavior?
Yeah, something like that. I think she's out already.
Wow.
And she's living with her dad. Her dad and his lady. Yeah.
I wonder who she's going to murder this time.
Well, she's not going to. She's going to convince somebody
else
to do it.
No, she pled guilty to second degree murder. I wonder who she's going to second degree murder this time.
I don't think she's going to second degree murder anybody.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I think they only gave her second degree murder because of the circumstances. They're like, okay, well,
Yeah, you feel sorry for her, you know, yeah. Of course, but yeah. that means that she is clearly a manipulative person, just like her mom.
Yeah, but that's she grew up knowing just that, so of course she's gonna be that. Like,
yeah,
I feel like she felt like she had no other choice because she didn't see other options.
I see. That's what I don't get. I don't understand. I don't agree.
You
with
don't.
That.
Yeah,
no,
you don't.
I don't
see
agree
that.
With that because no, because
you had
because of the circumstances. Because you grew up knowing something, she clearly knew that there was another way outside the doors, which is why she did what she did. She found somebody who can get her out of that situation.
I don't think she found this guy, though, knowing that he can get me out.
She looked for more. The whole point is she knows that there's more out there. So that fact alone, the fact that she knows there's other, means that she chose this. Rather than it being a product of her upbringing or anything, because there are because there are other options that she had, that she knew she had available to her,
that she tried and she got nowhere.
Well, fine, but I mean, you try and try again and all of that. Like, I don't know. I just don't feel sorry for her. It sucks that happened to her when she was a kid, but yeah. I think she fucking should be locked up forever or fucking killed, just like the other dude.
Yeah, no, I agree, but I'm saying I understand why she thought this was the only way she can do that.
Yeah,
I like, I'm not justifying her doing it. I think she should still be locked up, mm-hmm. you know, but I can see why she thinks this was the only thing she could do. Because she tried other things, they failed. And I mean, if you try something and it fails, trying and trying and trying the same thing over and over, that's, I mean, the definition of crazy, expecting a different result.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But not when you're talking about running. Well, you just run to a different place. It's not exactly the same thing.
But she had no one. Where are you going
to
run to?
She had this dude. She could have taken off to Wisconsin.
But she didn't know if this was going to work out or not. Like, she runs away. She thought the dude was fucking creepy. You know?
Dee Dee did.
No.
She
so did
too.
She.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I mean, he was, clearly. But no, my whole thing is the decision to have this dude murder your mom. You know that everything is about to change.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just run off in the middle of the night? That's just as drastic or just as big of a change for you without murdering somebody.
Because she'd probably find her.
Because, yeah, in her past experience, her mom has found her when she did that.
Instead of going to Wisconsin, you go to Nebraska and now you're gone. I don't know. Like I said, I just don't. No sympathy in me for her.
Yeah.
At all.
Agreed.
Yeah. I kind of feel bad for her, though.
Fuck Gypsy, man. That's bullshit. And fuck Nick. What's his name? Nick?
Nick Godijan.
Yeah, fuck Godijan. And fuck Dee Dee. Yeah. Dee Dee deserved it.
Dee Dee's dead.
Yeah, well, good. She was awful. Fuck this. Everyone in this story. Rod seems all right, though. I mean.
Yeah, Rod was kind of.
He was blind
to everything.
Yeah, poor thing.
Yeah.
I mean, he could have fought a little bit harder for his daughter, but, you know.
But it's really,
he was
really
17.
Hard.
He was 17.
Yeah, when you're that young and, like, you have a master manipulator.
But he wasn't 17 forever.
Well, no. But it is really, really hard for... Well, I've heard. I mean, I don't know firsthand. That is really, really hard for...
Do you not see your daughter?
For... She's right here.
She's got no teeth, man.
For guys to actually
to
like
retain their any kind of rights and stuff after everything. Yeah.
So if you're a man in court fighting for your children,
named
I
Rod,
heard it's really,
clearly
really,
in porn.
Yeah, it's really, really hard to win that fight.
Yeah.
So I don't blame him too much.
And plus, Dee Dee specifically avoided anyone finding out anything negative and stuff. So, like, even if he went to court to be like, hey, I need my daughter, they're going to be like, what are you talking about? This is an
Dee Dee
amazing...
Dee Dee just got up and moved.
Yeah, this is an amazing woman who fucking takes
Who's
care of
her, for
her sick
daughter,
child.
Yeah.
And you piece of shit, you never see her, whatever, whatever.
Give her more money.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's like, the dude's probably just like, all right, well, she's 10. Fucking liars, she's 10. And they call him a liar, you know?
Yeah, but remember, they didn't have the birth certificate or any of that stuff either. It was destroyed.
After Katrina.
After Katrina.
Katrina.
After Katrina, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
So I feel like, yeah, Didi covered most of her bases.
Yeah.
How? Like, I just,
that's what I don't get. Yeah, I don't know.
Fucking how?
Like, she
must have been. There was this one doctor that was suspicious of her.
Only one?
And,
don't
yeah.
be suspicious.
But he never reported it.
All right.
He never reported it because he didn't feel that Gypsy was that much in danger.
Mm-hmm.
But.
A little did when he know. It was
yeah,
Didi.
When he brought it up to Didi, that's when she would, like, switch doctors.
Yeah. Fuck. Mm.
And then, like, move away or run away or whatever.
Run away. Can't catch me. Knocks his books over and takes off.
Oh my gosh, she's a real Leonardo DiCaprio from that one movie.
Catch me if you can.
Yes.
Excellent
movie.
Good
movie.
Hell yeah.
Cash me if you can.
Cash me outside.
How about that?
Wow. I hate you both.
Very interesting.
Thanks.
Can one of you guys look up if she's out? I want to know.
She's 28 years old now.
28?
Oh my God. We're fucking old.
I don't think we're old.
You say you're old all the time.
Okay. I don't think you guys are old.
Look at them backtracking.
No, she's still locked up, but she's going to be released in... She'll be eligible for parole 2 years earlier in 2024. Cool. Right before her 33rd birthday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nah, leave her in.
She's at the Chillicothe Correctional Center in Missouri.
Missouri?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Let's write to her.
No
yeah,
thanks.
Go. Let's do it.
I'll pass.
Yeah?
You just got stamps, you said?
I did. I bought stamps.
Go right to your buddy, okay.
Gypsy there we go.
Rose.
Proof that she is fucking old. She got that excited for stamps.
Because.
To be fair, they're spooky stamps.
Yeah, they're spooky stamps. And I bought them because I wanted to send people letters.
That's usually why people buy stamps.
No, you can do it to like pay bills and stuff.
Nobody does that.
Yeah.
My dad does. He pays his forest lawn.
Oh.
That's so sad.
I know. They already bought their little holes. They call them their hoyitos.
Oh, wow.
Bam.
Yeah, thank you very much. Interesting. You're welcome. Very interesting.
Yeah, that was good.
Thanks.
Fuck them all. Like, they all suck.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. But I don't know. Didi sucks the most.
Yeah, she definitely does. Yeah. We can. Okay, let's end on that. Fuck Didi.
Yeah, fuck Didi. I'm glad she died.
No, was murdered. She didn't die.
I'm glad she was murdered. Death.
She died of murder.
She was murdered and died from it.
I was like, bring her back to life and murder her again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you are H.H. Holmes, you see?
Oh, I'm Hashi.
Hashi. Yep.
Hashi Holmes.
Well, yeah, again, thank you. Very interesting.
Thanks.
If you guys have anything that you would like us to talk about, hit us up. Send me an email over at twtapod@gmail.com.
Or you can write me a letter. Stamps now to respond.
Yeah, we could get a P.O. box. That'd be cool. We send out letters.
No, you know, let's try and get an email first. Then let's try actual mail.
I think we should do a Patreon and do letters from Erica. You can be... Oh, one of the things could be your pen pal. And I'll write the letters because you'll never remember to write them.
I will.
But you get to put on the stamps.
Yes, that's the best part.
See? There you go.
Oh, and lick the envelope.
No, Abraham has to lick the envelope.
I won't lick. I bought envelopes where it has the sticky that you peel off.
No.
He would spit on the envelope.
Okay. Abraham has to get Coda to lick the envelopes. And then there, everyone's involved.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That works.
And I'll use Boots' hand to press it closed.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There. Everyone's
the seal.
Involved.
Yeah, we can do the wax seal. The TWTA wax seal.
Oh my God.
Like fancies.
See? It is fancy. I fucking told you, man.
Oh my God. And get one of those lip plumes.
I bought him a wax seal years ago. And he was like, for what? And I was like, because it's fucking fancy.
Yeah. And you can write with those pens.
I didn't disagree.
I bought him a quill. I bought him parchment.
And parchment.
You see?
I want to play with it.
Oh, Abraham.
Oh, my God. You could be like Thomas Jefferson.
No, be better than Thomas Jefferson.
You could be like William Shakespeare.
be like Hamilton.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, wait. I was thinking Thomas Edison.
Oh, my. You're always thinking
Thomas Why Edison. Don't you know
Every
people?
Every old person in history to you is Thomas Edison.
Because of the name? I was going to say because he's such a piece of shit. That's why. He's always in my head. He's fucking garbage.
He's always in your head. It's crazy.
When we talk about whenever someone is wearing knickers, like we're talking about olden times, it's Thomas Edison, and he's a piece of shit. Oh my god! But yeah, thank you guys for listening very much.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night. Or day.
Or day. You don't know where they are. You don't know their life. You know, no, we decide. We talked about this.
That's all, folks.
We can't say have a good one. What if they don't deserve a good one?
They deserve a good one. All of you listeners out there deserve to have a good one.
Everyone who has ever listened to our podcast deserves. No.
Everybody.
I don't agree.
Everybody deserves a good one.
Have the day that you deserve.
Have a good one, guys.
What if Dee Dee was listening to this?
Fuck you, Dee Dee. Go have a good death.
You still want her to have a good one?
A good death.
I guess.
That's hurtful.
Yeah. Die in battle so your ancestors are proud. All right, guys.
Whatever, bye.